The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector, and in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hi there, welcome to The Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast. My name is Suren Naidu, Deputy Editor at MoneyWeb, and on this weekly show, we gain insider insights from leading CEOs, analysts, developers and entrepreneurs in the country's dynamic real estate sector. With it being September, Tourism Month in South Africa, we have focused on the tourism sector on the podcast for the past month. In fact, World Tourism Day was on Saturday, that was the 27th of September. On this latest podcast, we have Opa Pilane, who is chair of SATSA, which is the Southern African Tourism Services Association. He is also a director of the Graskop Gorge Lift Company, which is based in Mpumalanga. That's the province we've hardly covered on the podcast, but Mpumalanga has been in the news over the last week or so, one with the proposed renaming of the iconic Kruger National Park. In addition to Mpumalanga tourism getting some bad press, one could argue, on the investigative series Carte Blanche. Now, Pilane is a passionate ambassador of Mpumalanga, and he joins us now on the podcast. Opa, welcome. Are you speaking to us from Mpumalanga?
I am speaking to you guys from Mpumalanga. Thank you so much for having me, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Thanks again. You have been quite vocal on issues at SA Tourism, but let's pause that for now. Last week, you posted an X comment in response to the Carte Blanche feature on Mpumalanga, and you were quite critical about access, accessing world-class tourism sites. It's not unique to Mpumalanga. Various sites across this country, especially with a lot of them being in rural areas, have suffered from deteriorating infrastructure. Do you want to comment on this, and is it something that keeps you up at night?
It does, Soren. I think it is unfair to the economy of the province in particular and the country in general, as we struggle with job creation and economic growth, where we have all these amazing gems that are in the care of government, who are supposed to be the custodian of these attractions and economic growth, being the people that are basically sabotaging economic growth. So it is quite sad. And most of these lands are owned by communities who till today have not received a cent from those sites, and they continue to languish in poverty. And yet they see all these buses coming to view these attractions and experience them. And I think it's a bit unfair if we are to really look at it from a moral and standpoint of view.
Now, how big is this infrastructure problem, and who is to blame? Is it local municipalities? Is it the province? Is it Mpumalanga tourism?
Well, in this case, in Mpumalanga, it's Mpumalanga tourism. I mean, most of these iconic sites, your Blade River Canyon, your God's Window, and your Three Rondavels, amongst others, they sit with Mpumalanga tourism. And for years, they have neglected them. And what is said about them is that these sites are able to raise their own revenue. I mean, we made an analysis of how much money is collected per annum. Those sites, five of them combined, make about 40.1 million rand per annum. And yet they are sitting in a state of derelict, which is really shocking and unfortunate.
Thank you for that. What do you think the solution can be? Because you have national government focused, somewhat rural provinces being neglected.
I think more than anything else, what we are seeing now is that more and more, we are seeing a civil service that is more self-serving service, more than being civil servants. You know, the focus is more on how much money these civil servants can make instead of how much they can help to improve the lives of our people. So there is that growing both at national and provincial and local level. I mean, if you were to zoom further, you would see that there's an increase in operational spend, which largely focuses on salaries, than on upgrades and investments in infrastructure, which is unfortunately a sad part that we're experiencing. I mean, in this case in Mpumalanga, they are given about 500 million rand allocation, and 490 million of that goes to pay salaries. And they are left with 10 million, which unfortunately also that 10 million goes into some of their operational things without much money going into infrastructure upgrade. So that is crazy. I mean, which institution can survive if it is allowed to continue along those lines? So what we now need is that we need government to refocus. We accept that government does not have the money to upgrade the sites. And I think what we need to be then engaging is to looking at how best can we commercialize those sites so that those sites are able to receive the love that they deserve, and that communities can also be part of the beneficiation of those sites. Because as things stand now, we are not going to see any major upgrades from government if you look at the amount of money that goes into their salaries.
I'm sure that's the case with a number of tourism or provincial tourism agencies where most of the money goes into operational as opposed to strategic investments. Opa, can you share a little bit of insight in terms of your background in tourism? Have you ever been part of Mpumalanga Tourism? I mentioned SATSA, but you're also a director of the Graskop Gorge Lift Company. Are you invested in tourism? For those who might not know you outside the tourism industry, can you share some of your background?
Well, Shirin, I started my tourism industry with a six-bedroom guest house in Nelspruit about 18 years ago, which I grew up to about 20 bedrooms. And that's when I was then introduced into being active in the tourism sector. And I was very active in the Kruger Lofeld Chamber of Business and Tourism as a member that led me to then being appointed to be its president for a period of 4 years. I went further to establish a consulting company that looks at developing strategies for local municipalities on tourism development and marketing. And of course, my interests grew further to then look at diversifying my portfolio, which then led me into venturing into the adventure space, which led to the Graskop Gorge Lift Company being one of our key projects that is in Mpumalanga, which now we have been running it for 7 years, and we've received over 1.3 million visitors since opening our doors. So yeah, that's basically my long and short stint in the tourism sector. And of course, currently now I am the chairperson of SATSA. And as you may know, and I think you've alluded to it earlier, that I was also a member of the now dissolved board of South African Tourism.
But that is not the latest board that was dissolved. Am I correct? It's the one that was previously resolved, and you threatened to take the minister to court at one stage, didn't you?
No, well, we're still going to court. We should be. We've got an upcoming date on the 14th of October, where we are taking the minister to court for dissolving the South African Tourism Board, which we still argue that it was irrational.
Just for clarity, am I incorrect then? You were on the last board that was dissolved.
I was on the last board. I was just on the last board.
Okay.
Yes, that was dissolved.
Okay. We'll get to that again. I just want to zone in on something that, you know, we've covered that quite a bit, both in terms of stories as well as on the podcast last week with myself and Oluk being quite vocal about some of the issues at SA Tourism. But one of the bigger breaking news from a local perspective was, it would be a remiss of me not to ask, it broke last week that Mpumalanga province is considering changing the name of the iconic Kruger National Park to possibly Skukuza National Park. I know you have other portfolios, so I'm going to catch you off the cuff here. Do you have views on it? Do you think it's a good or bad move, especially considering what you say, there's so much other things to do, or am I putting words in your mouth?
Look, I think you're right. I think this country, we've got so much things to do. than focusing our energies on further dividing the country. I am saying that the legislature, number one, is not the perfect, the right institution to have actually even instituted that discussion. They have got no jurisdiction over it. But that being said, is that issues of name change have a potential of dividing us as a nation. But at the same time, it is discussions that unfortunately we can't push aside. And in this case, my feeling is that the Kruger National Park, as it stands now, it represents two sides. It is the bad sides that we want to forget about, but also it presents itself as this other part of the new path that we must chart forward as South Africans. I mean, if you look at the world, how they admire the Kruger National Park and how each and every individual around the world wants to visit the Kruger National Park. I think that should be the part that we are focusing on, to say, how do we turn this bad past of ours into this positive thing that would enable us to showcase the beauty of our country to the world. And not only that, but also to use it as a catalyst to grow the economy in the country. I think those should be the discussions that we are focusing on instead of looking at name changes. Because even that Skukuza itself, there is still a lot of question around that name. So I would not then understand why would they want to opt for Skukuza when Skukuza itself, the name carries a bad past if you were to understand what it means. So therefore, my plea and my focus is that as South Africans, let us focus on things that matter. And currently what matters is that let us use the Kruger National Park as a catalyst to unite us, to take our past and use it to build our future as it stands with its status globally.
You're not keen on it being renamed at the moment, no matter what it is?
I'm really not keen at it being renamed. I think let's leave the name as it is. It has a very important position in the history of this country. As I say, that it stands at a world where there is two sides of the coin. And I think it is for us as a country that we should rather use the brighter side to build upon it.
As I mentioned earlier on the podcast, we had myself and Olak, who was quite frank about the state of SA Tourism as an agency, not South African tourism per se, because the private sector seems to be doing their thing to get tourists. And,
yes,
you know, TBSA as well as SATSA have been quite, vocal about the issues, but also that, you know, business is continuing. Are you still of the view that, I know you spoke from SATSA's conference about potentially withdrawing funding from SA Tourism through the TBCSA hotel level? What is your argument behind that? Are you still calling for that now?
I am still calling for that. I think that money can best utilized. I mean, if you look at the state of SAT right now, it is not in a good position where such amount of money could then be put into that organization. Right now, the organization is directionless. And what we need is that we need a much more focused DMO, which should be able to sell this country internationally. I mean, as we stand now, we are not showing, SAT is not showing up in many international events. It is not in the international golf event. It is not at IMAX. We are not even sure whether we are going to be appearing at WTM London. So, and then you want to take money and further put it into an institution that is like that. So that does not really serve us as the tourism sector well. So I feel that the private sector has been doing a good job, and I think this money can then for be best used to be utilized to market, say, I mean, South African tourism. until we can get hold of SAT and ensure that there is stability in that DMO.
Just for our listeners, out of interest, that campaign that some people were a little bit critical of with Trevor Noah was actually financed by the private sector. It wasn't financed by SA Tourism. It was through Tourism Business Council of South Africa and other organizations. Opa, do you think things can be fixed? It seems the minister has made her mind and, moving ahead. Do you think that relationship can be mended? I see she was at the Tourism Business Council conference, which is another conference outside SATSA recently.
I think at some point, we've got to understand that tourism is much bigger than us. And that as tourism practitioners, our interest is not on personalities, but on making sure that tourism works for all. But at the same time, we should not then be naive and think that we would then allow political overreach. Where there are differences with the minister, we should be able to tackle them and be able to find ways of resolving them. And if we can't resolve them on discussions and in tables, then we can go to court, as we are planning to go to court now. But that should not be viewed as a personal fight. It is not personal. You know, it has to do more with issues of governance. I mean, this country, as you can see now, with some of the commissions going on, we are discussing issues of political overreach. And unfortunately, that political overreach has been experienced in tourism. And I think the courts will then have to pronounce themselves. But at the same time, I think we need to be able to be above all these personal feelings that we have and be able to put the interest of tourism and the interest of the country before everything else.
Thanks for that, Opa. Just to conclude, you are an ambassador for Mpumalanga Tourism. Do you want to share some thoughts on why Visit Mpumalanga and what needs to be done beyond what you've already highlighted? This is the Property Pod. So is there any big projects we can look forward to that maybe you're not directly involved with, but it's worth highlighting on the Property Pod?
Look, I think we are on Thursday, this coming Thursday, going to be discussing with the provincial government around issues of possible investment. And I think tourism will highlight the most on that area, because we want them to be able to say, how do we use all these attractions that we're complaining about as catalyst to attract the private sector investment? So there is a reason, and absolutely a good reason, for every citizen of this country to come and visit Mpumalanga, because the views are breathtaking, and there is nothing that you can experience outside this province which you would see anywhere else. So I would definitely would encourage a whole lot of visitors that still want to visit Mpumalanga, that they should not be deterred by these negative reviews that we are seeing and all the noise that we are making. This is done in the interest of ensuring that we have world-class facilities that will ensure that they have the best time when they come into Mpumalanga. So Mpumalanga is still the best destination for people to come and visit, and we will definitely encourage them to put it in their bucket list this coming summer.
Opa, we'll have to leave it there. I appreciate your time on the pod. That was Opa Pilane, the chair of SATSA, as well as a director at the Kraskop Lift Company. He's also an ambassador for tourism in Mpumalanga.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories.